We have with us Dennis Pellegrini of Peak Brokerage Services in Wyomissing. Good morning, Dennis. How are you today?
Fantastic, Bill. How are you guys doing?
Fine, thank you. And I understand today we're going to talk about real estate.
Yeah, you know, real estate prices have gone through the roof over the past couple of years, and I thought it would be a good idea for us to talk a little bit about 1031 exchanges and another topic referred to as opportunity zones.
All right, so let's start off with 1031 exchanges. What are they?
Well, first, it's been around since the 20s. 1921, I believe, is when they started this. So it's nothing new. And it's part of the code that the Internal Revenue Code that states no gain or loss is recognized on an exchange of real property that's held for business or investment-related issues. So this does not include your personal property, your residence, but it does include properties that are owned and operated for a business or investment.
Okay. And you also mentioned opportunity zone. What's that?
Well, before we get to the opportunity zones, let me just tell you a little bit more about the 1031s.
Okay.
One of the things you need to know about a 1031 exchange is that there has to be a qualified intermediary. And this is an organization that basically takes you from step one to the final destination with regard to that 1031 exchange transaction. And so I can't emphasize it enough. This is a transaction that's real estate, and it's for business use or investment-related type of properties. So an example would be an office building, a warehouse, shopping center, land, farms, apartment building. So you get the hint. Now, with that said, let me explain that there are some assets that do not qualify.
Okay.
So, for instance, your personal residence does not qualify. Stocks does not qualify. One more thing to take into consideration and understand with regard to a 1031 exchange is that there are some timelines associated, and that's one of the things that the qualified intermediary will help you with. There's a 45-day identification period, which means from the time that you sell your investment-related property, you have 45 days to identify what you're going to replace it into.
Okay.
And then you have 180 days to actually settle on that replacement property, and by doing so, you avoid the capital gains tax.
Gotcha.
Now, you had asked earlier about the opportunity zone.
Yeah.
The opportunity zone is very similar. The opportunity zone was something that came about with regard to the Tax Cuts Act. And the issue with the tax on the opportunity zone is you can defer that as well. But the issue with the opportunity zone is that it was designed for economic development. It allowed people to invest in distressed areas in the United States. There are certain areas that are listed as an opportunity zone, which was identified by our politicians.
Mm-hmm.
It was designed to spur economic growth and job creation for low-income communities. So you get the benefit as an investor, and the low-income communities get the benefit because development is taking place. Now, when you transfer assets into a opportunity zone, so you sell one asset, you transfer the equity into an opportunity zone, you get to defer the taxes up until 2027. So your tax bill in April of 2027 is when that comes due. And by the way, a lot of these investment companies are doing special distributions to help offset that tax. And I can't say for sure, but that investor may also be in a lower tax bracket at that point in time.
Okay.
Bottom line is that you can transfer assets. You can sell the asset, transfer the equity into the opportunity zone, defer the tax for a couple years, and then, Bill, if they hold it for a 10-year period, which a lot of people do,
mm-hmm.
they can then sell it at that point in time and not pay any capital gains tax.
So what is the difference, then, between a 1031 exchange and an opportunity zone?
Good question, Bill. A 1031, as I mentioned earlier, requires a qualified intermediary to be involved in the transaction. In the opportunity zone, that's not necessary.
Oh, okay. All right.
In addition to that, there's a 45-day identification period with the 1031. Opportunity zone doesn't have that.
Okay.
With the 1031, it's real estate only for the opportunity zone. It could be pretty much almost any capital asset. So we talked about stocks earlier.
Mm-hmm.
One last difference is that the 1031, you have to transfer the full amount. You can't just transfer part of it. With the opportunity zone, you can transfer just the gain. You don't have to transfer your basis or your original investment.
Now, can you give us a real-life example of this for the listeners?
You know what, Bill? I'll give you two.
Sounds good.
We talked about personal residence. It does not qualify for 1031 because it's not a property that's held for business use. It falls under a different code, Section 121, that says if you owned and lived in that property 2 out of the previous 5 years, you can exclude up to $250,000 of capital gains tax, up to $500,000 if you're married filing jointly. So let's say you have an individual that purchased a home many moons ago for $100,000. With the prices going through the roof now, they could turn around and possibly sell it for, let's say, $400,000. So between your basis and your exclusion, you have $350,000 that you can avoid paying capital gains tax on. But what about the other $50,000? Transfer that into an opportunity zone. So then the individual can then not only exclude $250,000 from the sale of their home, but they can also take the other $50,000 and put it into an opportunity zone.
So give us a, let the folks know how they can get in touch with you, Dennis.
Well, they can call me at 610-898-1241. They can go to my website, www.dpellegrini.com. Please understand the conversation is free of charge. There's no charge to have the conversation. And then what I'll do is when they call me, I'll tell them that second opportunity that we were going to cover, but we ran out of time for.
All right. Dennis Pellegrini of Peak Brokerage Services in Wyomissing. He can be reached again, 610-898-1241. Dennis, thank you for your time today. Appreciate the information you shared with us this morning.
Thank you, Bill. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
All right. 610-374-8800. Toll free, 888-401-0459. Those are the numbers. We'll be back with more feedback on this Thursday morning in just a bit.